Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Our community is now breathing a sigh of relief. That's what a Lewiston Police Department official is saying now that they have discovered not all that long ago, late Friday night, the body of Robert Card, identified as the alleged shooter in this terrible massacre that happened in the state of Maine. We're getting some more details coming in about that, and we're going to tell you about that here on the program this morning. Meanwhile, folks, Israel continues to do some limited incursions, we understand, into Gaza. They have not yet begun their full-scale ground invasion that may come over the weekend. We have been waiting and watching, of course, for any other indications as we moved through late last week or late this week, and this again may also begin occurring over the weekend. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. A great pleasure to be with you here on the weekend edition of the program. It's a little bit different. We take a look at some of the things happening throughout the week and, of course, tell you about all the breaking news that we have as we go live on the air here early Saturday morning. But we are glad that you're with us. We're broadcasting out, of course, to our flagship station of AM 860 The Answer there in Tampa, Florida. We're also broadcasting to our great radio affiliates all across the country via the GCN network. If you want to go to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, that's KyleWarrenShow.com, you can find links to listen to the program live. So if you're ever without your radio, or if there's a weather event or something else happens, you lose power and you can't listen on the radio, well, you can turn right over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com, that's KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can pick up the live links there, and especially the live links from our satellite company, which is GCN Network. So, by the way, folks, you can also send me a direct message if you like, and we'll see it here during the broadcast, and we can respond to it as we go through the program. And, of course, our telephone number and our call-in lines are open. Operators are standing by. I would say have credit card information ready, but no, that we don't need anything like that. We're glad to talk with you here live on the radio this morning. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And as I said, we have an awful lot to tell you about this morning. We are going to start, of course, with the developments in Maine. And, of course, the people of Maine have been sheltering in place for at least the last 48 hours or so as this gunman was still at large evading police and, again, just making everyone on edge because this person evidently had a lot of training. Obviously, they had a very high-powered weapon, and they killed 18 people and wounded many, many more. And so this was an incredibly serious event, an incredibly serious aftermath that occurred. This from Fox News. Maine mass shooting suspect Robert Card found dead with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The mass shooter, a shooting suspect, was found by a dumpster. Robert Card, the suspect in the Wednesday massacre that killed 18 people in Lewiston, Maine, was found dead, as we said. Law enforcement sources said that Maine State Police found Card on Friday night at 7:45 p.m. That would be local time, Eastern time. Our community can now breathe a sigh of relief, this according to Lewiston Police Department official David St. Pierre. He was found dead by the dumpster near a recycling plant in Lisbon Falls, Maine, with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound, police confirmed. They did not give an exact location. And I do recall earlier in the development of this story that the suspect's car had been found, I believe, near Lisbon or in Lisbon, in that area. And so it may go to the idea that this is where he went. And there is a huge manhunt going on. I think every police officer in Maine was involved. Then we had some Border Patrol agents get involved. Some 80 FBI agents also were involved in this. And the notion was, where did this person go? Were they able to make it away by water? Were they able to go across the border? What's happened? And, of course, a lot of the search warrants and having to clear buildings on this person's property was a painstaking process. And, of course, he was not there. So we're going to get a better idea of the timetable here, depending on how long they can estimate that the body of this person was actually there by the dumpster. So they may be able to put together a much better timeline in the aftermath of the shootings. But of course, folks, the most important aspect of this are the shootings themselves, and our hearts, our prayers. We just send these out to the victims' families, their loved ones. We mourn with them, and of course, we have a lot of questions. We have a lot of questions, my friends, about how this person retained firearms when it was obvious that they had deep-seated mental illnesses, or mental illness. This, again, what the apparent state of affairs is. Went to an institution for a time, and so why wasn't something able to be done? We're not talking about specific gun control or expansion of gun control. I know Vice President Harris came out and sort of made an impassioned talk about it and so forth, but it's what is existing and what happened, what fell through the system here, that is going to be a prime question. The other side of that, of course, are the people in Maine who had to shelter in place for fear that an armed gunman who was obviously mentally deranged, mentally disturbed, heard voices, might have come to their area. And at that point, of course, you want to be able to protect your family and yourself. And that's one of the reasons why we have the Second Amendment. Folks, stay right there. We've got a lot more to talk about here on this weekend edition of the program. We'll tell you about Israel and much more when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yes, we do want to celebrate another day of life. You got it, folks. Folks, we are back. We are live. It is the weekend show. And, of course, that means it's early Saturday morning as we go live for the weekend show. And some of you may hear this program later on during the weekend. You may hear an hour of it here or 2 hours of it there, depending on where it's playing and on what station. But we want to welcome everybody. And, of course, don't forget, our call-in line is 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. And also, of course, if you're hearing the program on a replay later on in the weekend, on Saturday day or Sunday, and you want to send me a direct message, well, just head over to my website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. And you can opine and send in a message anytime, anytime, anywhere, whenever you're hearing the program. And, you know, we've been getting a lot of great messages lately. I really appreciate it. We've been getting a lot of great encouragement and a lot of people listening from places we never knew they were listening from, as a matter matter of fact. We heard from Joanne up in Canada, and she was listening up there and saying, hey, we got people up here in Ottawa who are listening to you on the live stream, and that's really good to know. And then, by the way, I got this great message earlier from Mark in Connecticut. And he sent me a story about some people there in New York City, and they were just taking to task some anti-Semitic protesters. And it was audio and video, but unfortunately, we'd have to bleep out most of it, I think. But here it was, these were non-Jewish men, and they were going after these anti-Semitic protesters, and they were just letting them know in no uncertain terms that they did not appreciate their point of view and what they were saying about Jewish people and so forth. And so this is really just a great sort of bright spot for sure, because Americans, and especially New Yorkers, I'll tell you this because I think this was occurring in New York City, especially New Yorkers have a special way of saying, look, you know, we're all in this together, and don't come and try to criticize people in our city and this kind of thing. And so it's kind of just a really cool thing. But thank you, Mark, in Connecticut. I really appreciate it very much. And once again, folks, the call-in number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And so, yes, the issues in Maine, of course, are going to continue as we mourn the dead and we try to put together a better understanding, for lack of a better term, of what happened and why it happened. But it does point up, again, this notion of mental illness. And when people are committed for some reason, or they are institutionalized, or they seek help, or they're getting treatment in that regard, that perhaps depending on what the severity is, doctors have the right and the ability, I believe, to take some action. And this is going to be one of those prime questions. What happened? What fell through the cracks in this? And was Maine law sufficient enough to be able to try to do something about someone who was displaying such a profound problem? I think that is a very, very good question. Now, on the other big story, of course, we're watching Israel. Israel has been launching, we understand, at least a second ground incursion into Gaza. This from Fox News. And they've killed a Hamas commander, evidently, in an airstrike. Israel launched a second brief incursion into Gaza and just earlier this week, of course, but they are also getting ready, we understand, to have a more massive ground invasion, which, of course, is going to it's going to have a lot of dire consequences. There's no doubt about that. But here we go again. Why is Israel having to go into Gaza at all? Well, apart from being a safe haven for terrorists, they launched an attack against innocent Israeli people, against Americans, against people from different countries and nationalities that were there on October 7th. Babies. You know, need I say more? This from Town Hall. Hamas spokesperson stormed out of a BBC interview after being asked about how the terrorist group can justify killing more than 1,000 Israeli citizens. On Thursday, BBC Middle East reporter Hugo Bachega, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, grilled, get this folks, the deputy foreign minister for Hamas in Gaza. His name, evidently, is Ghazi Hamad, and he was grilling him about the October 7 attack that killed roughly 1,400 people in Israel. The terrorist group also paraglided into the desert armed with guns and slaughtered 260 festival goers as they ran for their lives. Again, this puts it into the context, right? He insisted the heinous attack was focused on military targets. This would be the deputy foreign minister for Hamas in Gaza, right? Ghazi Hamad. He insisted the heinous attack was focused on military targets and that there was, quote, no command, unquote, to murder innocent Jewish people. I don't believe this for 1 millisecond, my friends, and I know that you don't either, because this is just beyond the pale. Hamad claimed that, quote, because the area was very wide, unquote, there were, quote, clashes and confrontations, unquote. The reporter interrupted him, reminding him that it was not confrontation. You invaded houses, and hundreds of civilians were killed. The spar continued, with the Hamas spokesman adding that the terror group's attack was also against the, quote, military soldiers who imposed sanctions and collective punishment against our people, unquote. How do you justify killing people as they sleep? You know, families. How do you justify, Bachega asked. At the same time, Hamad turned and said, I want to stop this interview, unquote. I want to stop this interview, Hamad persisted before throwing the microphone off his jacket to the floor. Okay, so this gives you the context. This gives you, obviously, you know, Hamas is trying to play this thing more, you know, because why? Because they have a deputy foreign minister, right? But they're a terrorist organization that took over the government in Gaza and do not administer it in the best interest of anybody except the terror group Hamas, which wants to, you guessed it, invade Israel and kill the Jews and destroy Israel. And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be flip. I am simply stating exactly what they want to do and the fact that we are not fooled by any of this. We're just not fooled, and neither was this BBC reporter, Hugo Bachega. And, of course, you know, when you make the Hamas deputy foreign minister stand up and throw the microphone off and storm out the door, I got to tell you, I think you won that interview. I really do. But it does show, in all seriousness, it shows that the Hamas terror group is willing to try to use any propaganda it can, just like it did with the hospital, just like it does with everything else, and they are happy as clams that they have all this support, literally around the world. Literally around the world, my friends. Remember yesterday on the program, there was a reporter that had said, not a reporter, pardon me, a professor at Cornell, who said after seeing the attacks on Israel, he called them exhilarating. He called them exhilarating and energizing. Well, that professor is now on a leave of absence, by the way. How could you say what we all saw on October 7th, the aftermath of what we continue to see, somehow as exhilarating? It's not exhilarating to have to go into Gaza, by the way. It's not preferable. Nobody wants to have anything like this happen. But what happened on October the 7th, my friends, is what has precipitated the action by Israel in order to defend itself, to defend its very existence. Because Hamas believes it's going around the world, it's gathering supporters, it's starting to sound like it did back in the 1930s, it's starting to sound like it did when the Nazis were talking about the Jews. And we all said never again. The world collectively said never again. Well, guess what? Never again. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. A lot more coming up right after this.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Robert Card, the man suspected in a mass shooting in Maine, has been found dead. 40-year-old Card was found in the woods near Lisbon. Police believe he killed 18 people and injured 13 others after opening fire in a bowling center and then a bar Wednesday night. A staggering number of Americans are facing food insecurity.
According to a recent report from the Department of Agriculture, more than 44 million Americans resided in households struggling with food access in 2022, marking an increase of over 10 million from the prior year. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack expressed his strong dissatisfaction in a press release. Among the households dealing with food insecurity, more than 13 million include children. I'm John Schaefer.
Israel forces are expanding ground operations in the Gaza Strip. This comes after multiple explosions in Gaza City on Friday. Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
Where's the money?
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
the money might be under the bed, as for all we know. But as I said earlier in the week, folks, I think we know where the money is. And that's, of course, meaning where did the money go? And Joe Biden asked those reporters that day, he said, where's the money, right? Where's the money? And the money is either under the bed or it's in the garage right next to the Corvette. I think that's probably where it is, because he sort of cavalierly said, where's the money? Well, James Comer found money, didn't he? He found the $200,000 check that went from James Biden, to Joe Biden, right, as a loan. And so now we got to find the paper trail for the loan. I don't know how long we'll be looking for the paper trail for the loan, but I have a feeling it might be a while. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back, of course, to the weekend edition of the program, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That is the number if you'd like to call in and opine. And, of course, don't forget, go to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website if you'd like to leave me a direct message. And, of course, we'll see it during the broadcast. And, we just got one, by the way, from Richard, up from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. And he's checking in this morning, 55 degrees and clear. And he says he's got a full moon up there. So, wow, okay. Yeah, he's saying have a great weekend. He appreciates the program very much. Well, Richard, Semper Fi. We appreciate you very much, and thanks for letting us know. It's always great to hear from you. It's great to hear, you know, how things are going and so forth, especially as we get towards the Trucker Traveler Report, which we're going to be getting into in the next segment. I've got a great song lined up because if you're new to the broadcast, folks, we do our Trucker Traveler Report in hours 1 and 2, just a little before the top of the hour each morning. And it's our duty, it's our privilege, it's our solemn honor, right, to make sure that, for example, our truckers that are out there driving the big rigs across the interstates and our travelers and people who are up, they're working a shift, they're doing their job, whatever it is that they're doing the overnights across America, keeping America moving, well, it's our job to make sure that you stay pumped up, that you stay awake. So we always try to pick a great song. And if you have a song suggestion, again, go to KyleWarrenShow.com let me know what you would like to hear. Because we always have fun. And on the weekend edition, you know, we started out because obviously we had some pretty heavy-duty stories to talk about at the beginning. But we start out, you know, with that, obviously, because that's what's happening in the news right now. But as a general rule for the weekend edition, we like to sort of let our hair down a little bit more than we do throughout the rest of the week. We have a little bit more fun other than we do the rest of the week, if that's humanly possible to do. And but we're just glad that you're along for the journey with us here this morning. And by the way, we do have a caller. We're going to get to the caller here in just a moment. But I do want to let you know that we want you to join our sister station, AM 930, in Sarasota, AM 930, The Answer in Sarasota, and national radio host and conservative icon Sebastian Gorka. We want you to join him on his Great American Cigar Tour, brought to you by Todd Saylor and Wired Differently, and sponsored by Sarasota Watch Company and Midas Gold Group. It all happens on November the 13th, so it's coming up quick here, at the Corona Cigar Company on North Lemon Avenue in Sarasota. We'll discuss politics and life with great cigars, of course, and plus an exclusive book signing by Todd Saylor with his new book, Your Will Be Done. For details, visit theanswersarasota.com. That's theanswersarasota.com. Sounds like it'll be a great time there with Sebastian Gorka. Okay, let's go ahead and let's take the caller here. Line one, you are on the program. Good morning. Is this Jack in Riverside, I believe? Hello, Jack. Well, Jack may have put the phone down there for a moment. Sometimes that happens, but that's all right. Well, folks, again, we have a lot to tell you about on the program this morning. I'm sure that he may want to talk about Israel. We've been hearing from him recently here, of course. But we'll find out what he wants to talk about. We'll go back to him here in just a moment. But we do want to – well, I tell you what, let's listen in here because – you know, earlier this week, of course, we got a new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, out of Louisiana, right? Well, Mike Johnson has been making the rounds. I believe he met with President Biden this week. He's also been on interviews. I believe he talked with Sean Hannity as well, among others. And but there was an exchange on CNN that day when he was elected Speaker. And this is a CNN commentator, Gloria Borger, and they're trying to figure out what to do with Mike Johnson. They're trying to figure out what to do with him because evidently, you're going to find this, I think, as funny as I do, evidently he's not the devil. And so this newsflash, Mike Johnson is not the devil, and evidently it's very hard to demonize him. So they're kind of falling apart over there. They don't know what to do next. They've got this problem. They can't demonize Mike Johnson. Let's listen in.
I think he is a person who's hard to demonize. You know, it's very easy to demonize somebody like a Jim Jordan, who's a firebrand. He's out there, he's fighting, and then Donald Trump can demonize an Emmer because he didn't believe the election was rigged. But you have this kind of, I don't want to use the word milquetoast, that's not quite the right word. He is a serious person who is not prone to getting in big, huge fights with people. He is known as a listener, I was
okay,
told.
Stop right there. He's not prone to getting into big, huge fights with people. He's a listener, I'm told. Wait, he's hard to demonize. But do you see what the strategy is? You see exactly, in other words, the strategy is a cookie-cutter strategy. Now, of course, I think Hakeem Jeffries and then others came out and they did try to demonize him. You know, he's hard to... When a member of Congress said, well, it's hard to get to the right of Mike Johnson, right? It's hard to get to the right of him. Well, this is all cookie-cutter, sort of criticism. It's just, it's like a template. And they just sort of march out there and they sort of talk and they say the same things. Okay, let's continue with the CNN commentator.
He is hugely conservative, but he doesn't wear it on his sleeve all the time. So he can get along with moderates and listen to them. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Ukraine aid, for example. But, you know, he's not the devil incarnate.
He's not the devil incarnate. So this is definitely a minus for CNN commentators, evidently, and I think the left in general. He's just not, he's not the devil incarnate. So this evidently is a very, very bad thing for them. Okay, I'll tell you what, let's go back again to line one. I think we have just enough time to take the caller here. Jack in Riverside, is that you?
Yes, it is.
All right.
It's come out Israel created Hamas. Israel created Hamas, and Netanyahu is a gangster criminal.
But where did this come out? I mean, that's a pretty big accusation. Where did this come out, Jack?
Oh, it was all over John Wells' Caravan to Midnight tonight, his radio show, and other people have Hamas is okay. Hamas is CIA. Netanyahu is CIA. And this whole thing is, I mean, Netanyahu is a war criminal. He was going to be put away in jail by the court in Israel. And he turned the tide by working with Hamas and like Mao Zedong and Stalin, who killed their own people to consolidate power. This guy is an evil, horrible, bloody war criminal.
So,
and you got to remember, Israel is a Nazi nation.
I got a question for you then, because this is very interesting, right? Because he's not going to get prosecuted because Hamas attacked Israel?
No, he'll be prosecuted. He's set to go to court in December, but he should have been put away. And Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper front page edition, said Netanyahu's got to go. I mean, this guy is a gangster war criminal. He's got blood on his hands. There are people marching in Israel with signs saying, resign, go to jail, you got blood on your hands.
But even if true, that would be a political issue. What Hamas did and what Israel is doing is responding. But I appreciate the call, Jack. Call back anytime.
We're hitting the issue because we got a gangster killer.
Yeah, we're hitting a break. But thank you, Jack in Riverside. Call back anytime, folks. We're coming back with the first trucker traveler report of the night. So what do you think about all that? We'll talk about it later. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle One.
Third Watch.
The This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
I came down because you heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
We don't have chocolate chip ice cream, but we do have a heck of a great song. Well, we're coming back with a heck of a great song already. Billy Joel, of course, Uptown Girl. And that is, you know, that whole album that he did, an Innocent Man album back there in the mid-80s, was kind of a throwback to his formative days when he was very young and getting into music. And so it was kind of an homage to that era. And, of course, he had a bunch of great hits off of that, including Tell Her About It and what we just heard there, Uptown Girl, Keeping the Faith, you know, just went on and on. And, you know, I think that Billy... Billy was able to, and still does. I don't know that he makes new records these days. But Billy, throughout his career, was able to really change up things. You know, I'll just say this real briefly because I remember, you know, when The Stranger came out, which had, you know, Just the Way You Are and hits like that. And then he comes out with 52nd Street. With a whole different kind of vibe and feel with songs like My Life and stuff like that. He just changed. And then as the 80s approached and he was doing Allentown and so forth and he did this and so forth. He's always able to change and mix it up. And that's why I think he has lasted so very long. That's just my opinion. Okay. It's time for the Trucker Traveler Report. And if you are driving in a big rig, if you're working a job, if you're working a shift, if you're making deliveries, whatever it is that you're doing across this great country of ours this morning, it is time to have a little bit of fun tonight, don't you think? I think we should. I think we deserve it after the week I think we've all had. It's time to just really get in to having some fun tonight. Here we go.
Drive a million miles to be with you tonight. So if you're feeling low, turn up your radio. The ones you use are strong, they make reality. Now the music's on, well, baby, dance with me. In the world tonight, I hope you stand the sound. I hope you talk close, just let yourself go down. Move it down to the ground.
Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody Wang Chung tonight. Iconic song, right, from the 80s. It's just really something. And just a great sound. And some of their other songs as well were pretty cool as well. But we picked that one for the weekend because we thought that if you've had the kind of week, and I just mean because there's just a lot of things happening all at once this week. If you had the kind of week I had, then I think this song will help. This is what we're here to do. But we can do it. We're making it, and we made it through the week. We made it to the weekend, and it's time to Wing Chun tonight. I think that is probably one of the best plans we could have. All right. Welcome back again to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Thanks for listening this morning, and thanks for listening wherever you are throughout the weekend. If you're hearing this on a replay, don't forget you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to leave me a direct message like Richard the Marine did up from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. And on the central coast of Oregon, he was saying it was about 55 degrees. Well, all up and down from Seattle, down through Portland, Eugene, Roseburg, Medford, down into Northern California, almost to Redding, we've got a freeze warning in effect. And, of course, this is going to be in effect from 2 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time Saturday. Freeze warning in effect. I believe, from 2 a.m. to 9 a.m. Sunday. And this is one of the first freeze warnings I think we've had in that area. Sub-freezing temperatures as low as 25 degrees expected in southern Oregon, for example. And, of course, this affects Interstate 5. So if you're going to be trucking up through there or traveling in that area all the way up to Seattle, you're going to have a real possibility of getting some really, really cold weather. Now, also, this freeze warning is going to extend east out of Portland, Oregon, and so if you're going to be trucking along the interstate there, I-84, throughout the weekend here, and you're heading over to Walla Walla, well, you can definitely know that you're probably going to have some freezing weather in that zone as well. So do be careful, and we got people listening to us there on the radio, by the way, in Walla Walla, KUJ, I believe. And so also, folks, as we look across the map, we have other issues of winter storm warnings. This especially in Denver, Colorado area. So if you're listening on 710 KNUS, the mighty 710 KNUS, you've got a winter storm warning that's in effect there, and that's going to be in effect from 6 a.m. Saturday to noon on Sunday, and it looks like this storm warning kind of reaches out west, out I-70 over towards Graham Junction, and then to the east of that, it's a winter weather advisory. You've also got a freeze warning down near Colorado Springs. This is all down I-25, by the way. And then as you get into New Mexico, we got Arctic Blast is bringing a wintry mix and sub-freezing temperatures to eastern New Mexico up to the central mountain chain. So, again, this is going to encompass Albuquerque down towards Roswell, as a matter of fact. So if you've seen the alien spacecraft that looks like it got way too cold, for them to operate or something, maybe stop by, give them a helping hand. You know, interstellar amity is always a good form. Over in Lubbock, Texas, we also have significant colder air arriving early Sunday morning as we go through the weekend, with potential for light ice accumulations through Sunday night. So do be aware of that. We also have a big freeze warning starting in the middle of Kansas. This is going to head up northeast up to into the Wisconsin area through Des Moines, Iowa, up into southern Wisconsin. So you want to be aware of that as well. And then in covering most of Nebraska, we've got a winter weather advisory going on there. And then in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, stretching up towards Fort Smith, and then down southwest, down towards Brownwood and Hamilton, you've got an aerial flood watch going on. Flooding caused by excessive rainfall continues to be possible. This flood watch remains in effect until 9 a.m. on Saturday. So be careful there. Looks like we got some dense fog to tell you about. This is going to be in the Mississippi and Louisiana area, so it's definitely New Orleans. It's got a dense fog advisory happening right now. This is going to stretch up not quite as far as Jackson, Mississippi, but it's going to head on over towards Mobile in Alabama. So do be aware of that, especially, of course, if you're coming across I-12 there, and if you're coming through the Baton Rouge on your way over towards Mobile, Alabama. So do be careful out there, everybody. Next hour, we'll tell you about some of the precipitation that we're seeing, but right now we got a lot of those freezing weather advisories that we have. All right, we're gonna head out with a little Low Rider. Kyle Warren with you. We got a lot more to talk about on the other side of the top of the hour news. Got to pay a couple of bills, but we're going to be back. I promise, we'll be back. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.